What's going on, Seven Figures Nation? Here for another episode to give you the tools and strategies to generate seven figures of cash flow in your business. And obviously, as we go into 2024, marketing is one of those pieces that you have to get right. It's always evolving. It changes so quickly. And today's expert, today's guest, Kara Bedford, is the CEO of Infinite Marketing. She is someone who has redefined marketing by harnessing the global talent economy and building world-renowned scalable teams. We always talk about leveraging a team and leveraging technology. And so with executive-level marketing roles in the tech sector for over 10 years, Kara excels in building scalable marketing teams that leverage top talent. Her strategic marketing prowess has driven exceptional campaigns for mid to large-sized businesses, startups, and even Fortune 500 companies. Her career highlights include successfully leading teams of over 300 professionals, creating a Disruption magazine, Canada with a 100,000 strong readership, and achieving 3x outputs while reducing marketing costs by 50 to 70%. That's the holy grail, right? We're looking, how can we reduce our cost to acquire a customer or client and do it in such a way that we increase gross profit margins? We can actually grow and scale. Anyway, her firm belief is the power of freelance and limitless potential. The global talent pool allows everybody as a business owner to transform marketing teams and help organizations achieve the impossible. As we go into 2024, there's a lot of chaos, there's a lot of uncertainty. And so, Kara, welcome to the show. We're excited to have you.
There are over 32 million businesses in the U.S., and over 90% of them will never break seven figures in annual sales. So how do we as entrepreneurs or aspiring entrepreneurs break into that seven figures club? This podcast will relentlessly share the secrets, strategies, and tactics I've used to create three multi-seven figures businesses and bring in even more successful entrepreneurs than me to share their inspirational stories and tactics to success. You can create your dream business in life right now. So buckle up and let's go.
Oh, thanks so much. I'm happy to be here.
Kara, we'd love to find out about the background and some of the key events in your life that led you from going from corporate America to eventually starting your own firm and diving into that path of entrepreneurship. What were some of those key events and why do you think you chose that path ultimately?
So I think it was ultimately led out of frustration. I mean, some of the best businesses in the world are find a problem, solve a problem, right?
Oh, yeah.
So there's no difference in this story. I had been working as, you know, a top level executive in marketing functions and roles my entire life. And through that, you either have an internal team or you work with an agency, and there was kind of nothing in between. And so for me, I was really frustrated with the agency model. Basically, they draw things out as long as possible so you can keep paying them a retainer.
Right.
And they categorize it as strategic time. And I could not fathom continuing working in that way. And so I kind of came known in my local market that if Kara was the one that was part of that marketing team, then you probably wouldn't be working in that model very, very quickly. And then second is just internal teams. And not always do they have all the skill sets you need. And so I find that sometimes when you are on an internal team, you're that hat of many colors. And so you have many skill sets that kind of you become that generalist of knowledge so that the business can get what it needs done and you're checking that box rather than fully looking at that expertise or asking for the help when you need the expertise to get that thing done. So while we work with a lot of internal teams today, what I love doing is saying, what is your skill? How do we actually find what your major skills are rather than the I have to get done, but the I want to get done and start our playing in that model. So, just frustration, wanted a different way. And the idea of global freelancing and talent came when I had my son. I was tired. I was exhausted. Half a human, everyone who has kids knows that lovely, first 3 to 4 years of life is really tough.
Yes, it is.
And I needed help. I couldn't do what I normally do without getting into even more sleep deprivation at that point. So I kind of asked for help and put it out to the internet and said, okay, where can I go? And my CEO at the time had tried a platform called Upwork and said, I think you should maybe look at this. This might be really helpful for you. And I just fell in love. I couldn't get enough. And from there, I listened to podcasts and read books and talked to, you know, at that point, there was kind of, you know, your main four people, 4 day work weeks. And, you know, there was kind of, honestly, about three or four people that were touting this idea of taking control back around entrepreneurship and freelancing and independent talent. And I gobbled it up. I loved every moment of it. So that year we put an entire freelance team in place at the place I was working, and we saved 70% of our budget and did 3x output in year one.
Wow.
And that's when
Incredible.
I knew, yeah, that's when I knew I had something. And so the dream around building scalable marketing teams just kind of started. I wanted to do it for more than just the one company. I saw it being scalable itself. And so that's how Infinite became. And it truly is infinite. We believe that there are no boundaries, no barriers, and just infinite possibilities.
Wow, that's beautiful, Kara. And so like most entrepreneurs, you identified a problem and you said, hey, there's a better solution here. There's a better way to solve this problem. And then, and incredibly, you implemented that in your corporate job where you were at, saw immediate results and tangible benefits, and said, wow, this is something that could help so many businesses out there. And now Infinite Marketing was born out of that solution. And you've been able to help so many businesses grow by getting the right marketing team. And you're right, there's just so many great professionals on Upwork and Fiverr and some of these different sites that can create amazing material and solutions for you and do it with such efficiency, where you come to them with, hey, I need this. They deliver it. They deliver it in a timely manner. They're motivated to deliver it for, you know, getting good reviews and building their own brand up. And it's just a win-win market. And so as you look at the last, you know, 4 years and all the different changes that have happened in the marketplace when it comes to marketing teams and so forth. Obviously, you've just identified one significant change. What are some other changes that businesses should be aware of that have happened over the last 3 or 4 years, that if you aren't making pivots and adjustments, these things change so fast nowadays, literally your marketing will just stop being effective?
Yeah. And I think it goes back to talent.
Yes.
So for me, it's all about what is the best talent that has the best expertise in that specific field. And when I say specific field, I'm not saying SEO. So let's take that one, for example. SEO can be broken into like backlinking experts. It can be tag experts. It can be on page. It can be, you know, there's just so many different disciplines within that one field. But then I go and I look at an Indeed job board, and it's, we want to hire an SEO expert, and they expect that person to be a genius. And I'm going to use that word a lot today, a genius around all of those different skill sets, when really at the end of the day, they might be 80% really good at one thing and then 20% okay at something else. And so what we want to do is, find that 100% model. And it doesn't mean that it's one person. It could be six people, but on a fractional model, you get those skill sets quicker, you get them at a lesser rate, you don't have the risk of having somebody employed that, you know, kind of has to just be there to wait for the work. It's a kind of you eat what you take model, right? Like, we charge you for what you take. And to be fair, the people are really happy. Like, our talent just, we fill them up with lots of really interesting clients where their sweet spots are. And they've got that expertise to continue to build and grow their skill sets with a bigger team. And they're in their joy spot. And to me, if the only thing you take away from this podcast is you sit and you ask yourself, what do I want? This is a great, great question for so many people out there who are on this journey of, I want to be an entrepreneur. You know, it's time versus money. That's literally, this is the only equation that makes any sense in our world is how much time do you want to put in versus how much money do you want to make? And to me, I value my time a lot. I don't work 80 hours a week. I don't work 60 hours a week. My goal is 35 hours a week and Thursday afternoons off so I can spend them with my son. That's it. That is my goal. And so it's a time versus dollar equation, and figuring out what you want, what you truly, truly want out of your life and what brings you joy. Then you can make a back plan to that and figure out how you're going to achieve that plan. And I listened to a few of your podcasts and, you know, we're talking dollars and cents and profitability and building this and doing that. And I was like, this is awesome. How much time did that all take? Right? Like how much time did you actually spend in those first 5 years of building that business? Because it sounds like a lot. Like, oh, I just did this. Well, this took 25 hours, right? Or this took 20 to 30 hours a week on top of my everyday job for the first 6 years. I don't want to be like that. I don't want to be stressed out or burnt out. I think through COVID, there's enough of us dealing with burnout that we just want a different way of working. And so to me, really getting to know what it is that you want, just you, doesn't matter what discipline, marketing, whatever. But I think that's one of the most important things we can ask ourselves in this new world.
It's a huge value bomb that Kara's dropping for everybody there. And for all of most of the audience is entrepreneurs. And as you're listening there, intentionality is so important. So many times we're building business, we're going through life, and we aren't making intentional decisions about where we want to actually get to. I don't think anybody wants to consistently work 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and a little bit on Sunday like I did when I started, you know, our funding business. And as you build a team and you become intentional about the type of life you want to have, that is where you can start to make decisions. And what I love about what you've done at Infinite Marketing is instead of just plugging people who can have generic solutions for marketing that might be operating at 60, 70% efficiency, you're taking people at their top strengths, the area where they have the highest core competency, and plugging them in at a fractional basis so they can get massive 10x results focused on that big strength where their expertise comes into play. And that's why you're able to generate so much better returns and do it at a lower budget cost to help businesses grow with this infinite marketing strategy. And I think the same idea can be implemented in so many aspects of any business where you know, focus on those experts. And I think it kind of segues into my next question is, as we saw in the pandemic, you know, in the last several years, there has been this transition where people can work effectively remotely, and especially where you can plug in expertise without them having to be 10, you know, 15 miles away from your office. Talk to us about how businesses should look at that as they're looking to plug in these experts in these positions without them having to be in the location, and how effective that can be if they're working in their sweet spot.
Yeah. So I think this goes back to the beginning of time and work. You know, it's always been this very rigid structure. You've got a structure of a building, you've got a structure of timesheets, you've got a structure of HR. It's a very rigid, non-adaptable structure. And I think what we saw through COVID, through this adaptability model, was actually the structure can flex. And it needs to flex to basically have humans feel like we're human, where you can go and put your laundry in the morning before you go to work, and it's okay to take it out in the afternoon while you're eating lunch and fold it. So for me, I think, you know, it's the dictation of roles, responsibilities, pay, everything in between that you don't want when you're an employee, when you become an entrepreneur. And so with the rise of, you know, people's aspirations evolving through COVID, I mean, yes, there was lots of awful things that happened through COVID, but I think one of the big takeaways that I hope we don't lose is that we got to stop and pause, and our aspirations changed. People took guitar lessons online. People built cocktails. Like, there was this creative genius that started to happen. And a modern worker aspires to truly have this life free of restrictions. And I call it the autonomous worker, where over time, location, choice, growth, the digital nomad culture, creative class, sharing economy has this huge emphasis on self-care. And people seek not just employment, but truly this journey of self-discovery, personal growth, and truly impact and purpose. I think that, you know, that is where our workforce is moving. And you can see that by the generations that are coming into the workforce today. They have no problem quitting. They have no problem saying, nope, see you later. I'm not doing this, right? So how do we change the structure of businesses to achieve that fulfilling work for people on the outside? And I truly believe that local has to start thinking global. There's a global talent pool out there if you are just curious enough to start to look at it. And the way you do that is by not technically having to have everybody sit in the office. You know, flights are cheap. They're not as expensive as they used to be. And so when you think about spending the money on someone that's going to be a poor hire that wastes company dollars and takes that salary versus someone who's going to be really effective, but they sit on a screen and maybe you have to fly them twice or three times a year, the ROI speaks for itself, right? We're in this new era, where businesses just need to start to think creatively on how they employ. I mean, you hear talent shortages in the news every day, but we have a world full of people. We just need to go explore the talent.
No question. And you mentioned a key phrase there, the ROI. There are a lot of businesses that sometimes they have XYZ marketing budget and they just sometimes sink money into, you know, marketing campaigns that don't necessarily generate any type of ROI. How do you look at that as a marketing expert to make sure that your marketing dollars are apps actually generating positive returns and doing it in a profitable, cash flow positive manner? And how much patience, because at the same time, these things don't happen immediately. Marketing campaigns take time. How do you look at that in terms of time frames where you've got to be patient for a certain amount of time and then actually start to expect to see that return?
Yeah, I think at the end of the day, every business wants the ROI on any dollar they spend in the business. And marketing has always been seen as overhead. And so I really want to change that mentality because I believe it's not. I think at the beginning, when you're setting your foundation around your brand, that foundational work is an investment, and that investment needs to be made because it's like building a house. I can't build a house with no foundation, just like you can't build a business without processes and financial adequacy and all of those things. It's the same thing. I cannot build your marketing without the proper foundation. Now, back in the day, the foundation took like $200,000-$400,000 to build. We have brand in a box for $8K. Like, wow. There's your foundation. So, you know, like this is the time that we're now starting to build foundation quicker, cheaper, faster than ever before. So with that being said, now we start to build that brand and we have that brand that we can now go to market with. Now, when we're going to market, we should be able to, over usually a time frame of about 6 to 9 months, be able to show you that $1 to $3 ratio. And that's our goal. For every $1 you spend in marketing, we want to show you a $3 rate of return on that. And there's different ways to market, and people don't really understand that. They're just like marketing and it's this big thing and it's just one. Well, no, there's different types of marketing. There's account-based marketing, there's awareness marketing, there's engagement marketing. There's a whole bunch of different tools in the toolbox. And when you don't have that foundation set, the marketers pick the wrong tools to build the house. That's just a very plain and simple fact. It's black and white. When you do not have your foundation set correctly, the wrong tools get built in your house. And now you see cracks in the foundation, you see cracks in the windows, the wrong paint color was chosen, all of that. And so to have that strategic time in the beginning, now we know exactly what tools we're going to pull and which ones are going to make you that money. And so, to me, again, it's about really being intentional with your business, really being intentional with your marketing, no random acts of marketing. I'm just going to do social because I think it's the thing to do. Well, are you going to get $1 million client off of social? Probably not. So maybe some of your efforts should be moved somewhere else. So it's just those conversations and those real conversations with businesses to truly decide and have alignment of where those dollars need to be spent and how much ROI we can give. And I say 1 to 3, but I mean, I just was with a client yesterday and we showed them 1 to 27.
There we go. Now we're getting started.
So, you know, like it 1 to 3 is the bottom of the mark, but there's ways that you can bring ROI even higher, depending again, what your product and what your business, B2B, B2C, even B2E, what that's going to be for you. And we need to get really clear on that before we just pull levers and tools out of our toolbox for the sake of it and checking a box.
No question. So you have to have the key components built with the foundation for your branding. If you don't have that foundation, then it's hard to have any type of success. So with that foundation, and you're saying there are some clients seeing crazy 1 to 27 ROI ratios, what are some of those strategies looking like? Is it digital marketing? Is it cold outreach? Is it a combination? Or
those are all the tools. I mean, those are all the tools in the toolbox that, because we're infinite, we can do. So there is no tool in the toolbox that I do not have. You want the best UI UX designer for a platform called Buzzy? I got that person, right? So it's literally around what is the strategy and the tools that we are going to pull to get you to success intentionally. And if I can show you that ROI, and I say this to my clients, if I can show you that ROI in the first year, will you continue to do business with me? And they always say yes.
Absolutely. Amazing. So at this point, I think the audience, we've all learned a lot. And obviously, as you've pointed out, marketing is changing so quickly, but you have this unique strategy to be able to increase efficiency, returns, and the understanding to make sure you actually have the foundation, which I think a lot of entrepreneurs are wondering, do I have all the right components in my foundation? And so the next step is, this is not a passive podcast, it's a podcast for action takers and entrepreneurs. And so what's the next step they can take to learn more about how infinite marketing strategies are effective, and what resources can we, you know, provide to them so that they can take action right now, you know, after they complete this podcast and move forward learning more about how these strategies can be employed in their business?
Yeah, absolutely. So I love LinkedIn. So come find me on LinkedIn. Happy to have a conversation with anyone that reaches out. I'm on there all the time. I think it's a great tool for networking with the world, because that's the best place to look at the world. But I also think, you know, if you're a problem solver, if you're a doer, if you truly want to unlock possibilities for that forward thinking brand strategy, if you want to take the risks and complexities out of your business around hiring a full team, the number one thing you can look at as a business that's already established is, what's my org chart look like here? Like, what is the org chart look like here for my marketing? What are the specific things that I have going on? And then do an ROI on them. Like, is the person in your digital marketing efforts truly getting you what you want and what it was set out? And have you given them enough time too? That's a big thing too. Like, don't come to me and say, I give this 3 weeks. So, you know, really start to look at, you know, what are those growth focused strategies and solution from the people perspective, the talent perspective that I need, and then fill in those gaps, right? Like, just circle the gaps that you don't have from a skill set level. Come talk to us. We have them.
Absolutely, everybody. So that's Kara Bedford on LinkedIn. Gary Vaynerchuk says LinkedIn is still the most underutilized platform out there, especially if you're an entrepreneur. So if you're not utilizing it, you really need to get in that game. Connect with Kara there. You can ask questions, engage with her team. Her website is infinitemarketing.ca. There's a number of different tools and resources on that website. You're free to be able to learn more and take action and make 2024 your breakthrough year. Well, Kara, we really appreciate your expertise and the value bombs that you have dropped on us today. Thank you so much for being a guest. But I do want to give you the final word in terms of an action item that they can, you know, start to think about today in getting their marketing right.
Start to think about your lead of your business. and what the mission or your BHAG or whatever that, you know,
Yes.
future vision is of your business, because marketing lives in vision. It doesn't live in present. Good marketing lives in the future. And so get really, really clear on what that future vision is, and then marketing can just support it along the way.
Beautifully said. Define your future mission. 2024 first quarter is a great time to do that. Everybody take action, connect with Kara Bedford on LinkedIn and her website, infinitemarketing.ca. Thank you, Kara.
Are you looking for more seven-figure secrets, content, or even how you can launch your own recession-proof business? Then check out sevenfigures.com. That's the digit 7, figures.com, where we share more videos, stories, strategies, funding solutions, entrepreneurial education, and even the secret business type that's recession-proof. Thank you for listening, and if you're finding value in our podcast, please give us a 5-star and invite others to join the club.